sinless mother of sin who knew no sin. We human beings have a natural joyful response to the birth of children. It is conception which marks the beginning of a new human life, but birth marks the entry of that human being into human history. It is by being born that we come into contact with other humans and become part of their lives, and they become a part of ours. The Bible takes the view that birth marks our entanglement in human history, our messy participation in the rebellion of humankind against its God. As the Bible says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Psalm 51, verse 5. In Ezekiel, the Lord says to Israel, "On the day that you were born, I saw you weltering in your blood." Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 5 and 6. And elsewhere it is written, "For all who have been born are entangled in iniquity, and are full of sins and burdened with transgressions." In the scriptures, this world, because it is in a state of rebellion against God, is called sin. The Word who became flesh for us is recast as the Word who became sin for us. St. Paul says, "For our sake God made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." The second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 21. Christ, the incarnate Word of God, is sin who knew no sin. By his birth, Christ becomes part of human history, part of humankind's rebellion against God, part of that story. But he himself was not a rebel, because he was perfectly obedient to the Father's will. He became sin, that is, he became one of us. But he knew no sin because he is the Father's obedient Son. And by his obedience, we have been made righteous sons and daughters of God. If Christ is sin who knew no sin, then as his mother, Mary is the mother of sin who knew no sin. Through the thorough redemption God achieved in her, Mary was never in rebellion against God. She is the sinless mother of sin. And as she is the mother of sin, she is the mother of sinners, for her child, sin who knew no sin, was born for us sinners. In being born, we leave the security of the womb and are driven out forcibly into the world, into the arms of human history, to be entangled with other people, and not to remain solitary in the womb anymore. Today we celebrate the birth of Mary, who was driven out from her mother's womb that she might be caught up in human history to take her place in the human family. She was expelled from the womb that she might be the mother of sin who knew no sin, and thus a sign of the new creation which is achieved in Christ. Our first parents were driven out of Eden, out of the natural bliss which God had given them, and into the world of sin, with the way back blocked by cherubim with swords of fiery flame, turning this way and that. Today we celebrate the birth of Our Lady, driven out of the security of her mother's womb, out into the world which is sin. And she who is higher than the cherubim and more glorious than the seraphim accepted to live in this veil of tears, to become the mother of sin who knew no sin, and consequently to become the mother of sinners. Because of her Son, whom God made to be sin who knew no sin, we have something far more exalted and glorious than the simple return to Eden. A return to Eden would have meant a pretense that nothing had happened at all, as though we could return to the security of the womb and ignore all our ties in the world, ties of friendship, ties of love, and indeed, ties of sin. Because of Christ, everyone in Christ is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17. It is not a movement backwards, as though sin could be undone in a way that pretended it had never been. It is a movement forwards, beyond sin, showing to the whole world that there is a power greater than sin which can swallow it up and transform it. When Christ rose from the dead, he did not return to an ordinary mode of human life. The resurrection is not a mere resuscitation. Christ's wounds are not erased as though they had never been. The risen Christ bears the marks of his passion and death, and they are symbols now of death swallowed up by life itself. They are marks of glory and not marks of shame. As St. Paul says, "For while we are still in this tent, we sigh with anxiety, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life." The birth of the sinless mother of sin, who knew no sin, shows us that we need not fear the world. Our Savior tells us, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." In Christ, we are already his new creation. And though we are in the world, we are not of the world. We must not be afraid of this world into which we are driven, for this world has been redeemed by Christ. While we, the banished children of Eve, may sigh and weep in this valley of tears, we do not lose our hope in Christ, for Christ has overcome the world. Our sufferings, our sorrows, our sins will not become as though they had never mattered, but they will be transformed in Christ. These marks of death will be swallowed up by life, not unclothed, but further clothed. Sin will be swallowed up by forgiveness, sorrow taken up into unalloyed joy. And these, our scars, will be windows into glory. Mary, mother of sin who knew no sin, pray for us poor sinners. Amen.